And now that I see all of those dyes and colorants, I understand why it is green. And I think it just really pisses me off because there's no reason why you need to make a product a fluorescent green color in order to sell it. And so adding in those colors does nothing for the product. It doesn't make it work better. It doesn't do anything. It's just toxic. Hey there, my name is Wendy, and I'm an environmental toxins lawyer who is obsessed with showing women how to toss the toxins out of their life and embrace a more holistic lifestyle. I'll be dishing up bite-sized but binge-worthy episodes on all things detox, low tox, and what's that toxin? And what is it really doing to my health? I'm breaking it all down for you, separating the myths from the facts and pulling back the curtain on the products and beauty industry. You'll hear my unfiltered and sometimes unpopular, but honest opinion. No topic is off limits. We'll dive into what's really causing our thyroid issues, hormone imbalances, infertility, and more. Think of it as a crash course for all things holistic living, but for real life. You don't have to do everything. You just have to start somewhere. Let me show you how. This is the Detox Dilemma Podcast. Welcome to episode 21 of the Detox Dilemma Podcast. I am your host, Wendy, and I can't believe that I've already recorded 20 episodes and we are just rolling along. And it's been so amazing. The comments I get, the messages I get, I love when you guys reach out to me. I love interacting with you. And what I'm hearing from you is that you find this show really helpful. It's helping you learn how to read ingredients. It's helping you make better, safer, toxin-free, lower tox choices for the products that are in your home. And that is why I show up here and I do this every day. So just a big heartfelt thank you to this community. It's been an amazing ride and I'm so excited to see where it goes in the future. Today's Ask Me Anything episode, I love Ask Me Anything episodes, comes from somebody who sent me a voice message asking me what I used for sunburns. And it's actually interesting. I had this idea of this episode on my mind anyway. So it was just great that I got that question come in. So first I'm going to talk about this after sun care products that are out there in the market, the things that you're finding on grocery stores. I'm going to do a very quick deep dive into the ingredients that are in them and what you need to know about them. And then I'm going to talk about the home natural remedies that work even better that you can probably find in your cupboards at your house or growing outside in your gardens that are completely toxin-free and work fantastic. And I'm sure I am not the only one that grew up with that green slime stuff, the green gel that I'm talking about that says it's aloe vera. You know, my generation grew up with that stuff everywhere and the huge containers with the pump at the top. And we would just cover ourselves in it. I grew up in Arizona. I was always in Lake Havasu or at the river. And terribly, I burned a lot when I was a kid growing up in the desert. I'm much better now. I'm much more careful with my time in the sun. And if you want to hear about toxin-free sunscreens and safe sun and even how to prevent sunburns, you can go check out and re-listen to episode 16 where I dive into safe sun exposure. But back to aloe vera. So I think when I was growing up, I really thought aloe vera was green, like that bright fluorescent green color. Like, I don't know, maybe the plant, when you opened it up, it like oozed green. I maybe was in college the first time anyone gave me an aloe vera plant and I opened up the leaf and was confused because it was clear. Yeah, I know. I'm hoping I'm not the only one. But it actually makes a lot of sense that I thought that because when you walk down store shelves and you're at Target and you're looking for aloe vera, it is green. So let's do a very quick deep dive into the ingredients. And I'll just use the banana boat one as an example because it's something that's so popular. It's one of the best-selling products out there. But actually, most of those green gels you find, they have very similar ingredients. So when you turn them around and you look at the label, the first ingredient is water. The second ingredient is alcohol. Alcohol is so drying on your skin. Why in the world would you take a product that is meant to moisturize and heal a sunburn and put alcohol in it? That just blows my mind. Something else that's interesting on the back, there are three different kinds of PEGs. Now, if you haven't taken a look at my toxic 20 ingredients to avoid, now would be a good time to pause the podcast, go to www.tossingthetoxins.com. You will get my simple guide. And on page 2, it will give you a list of the top 20 toxins that you want to avoid in your products. And on that list, you're going to find PEGs. PEG stands for polyethylene glycols. And they're actually in a lot of products. They are emulsifiers, they're cleansing agents, they're skin conditioners. You're going to find them in shampoos, moisturizers, facial cleansers, all kinds of stuff. So there, usually you'll see PEG dash and then a number. And that's how you know it's a PEG. And then the number will actually tell you what the average molecular weight of it is. So the lower the number, the easier it is for the compound to sink and absorb into your skin. So there's a couple major problems with PEGs and why they are on my avoid list. They often come contaminated. Toxic impurities that you can find in PEGs are things like ethylene oxide, which is a poisonous gas, which is the precursor to mustard gas. I mean, come on, like EWG gives it a score of 10. So bad. And then 1,4-dioxane, which is a carcinogen and has been linked to liver, lung, breast, skin, and gallbladder cancer. These are toxic impurities that you can find in PEGs. But here's double the problem. So not only do they have and are often found with these toxic impurities, PEGs are natural penetration enhancers, which means that they allow ingredients, whether it's in cosmetics or personal care products or whatever you're putting on your skin, it actually makes other ingredients more easily absorbed into your skin when it's combined with the PEGs. So taking a look at the other ingredients, fragrance, which you know is a big one. And if you're not sure why you should be avoiding fragrance, go check out and listen to episode 2. So whatever ingredients are make up that fragrance, which is not being disclosed what's in there, that is being absorbed at a higher rate because of the PEGs. You also will find yellow 5 and blue 1, which are synthetic colorants. These dyes are derived from coal tar or petroleum and often come contaminated with heavy metals. They are also on my avoid list. There's also 2 other ingredients on here on my avoid list. In fact, if this label basically reads like all of the ingredients you should avoid, and then you have aloe leaf juice like shoved in the middle of all the ingredients. So at least it's in there, I suppose. And another issue is, I don't know, you probably remember there's been a lot of spray sunscreen recalls over the last couple of years, finding that a lot of sunscreens are being contaminated with benzene, which is a carcinogen that also comes from, it's a petroleum product. And in that recall, one of the things that kind of got lost was there was a lot of aloe vera that was also a part of that recall. Aloe After Sun Care from Johnson & Johnson, Neutrogena, Aveeno, and then CVS voluntarily recalled its After Sun Aloe Vera. The biggest concern with that recall was, one, it was voluntary because the FDA can't tell anybody what to do pretty much. It was from a third-party company that tested all of these products and said, hey, wait a minute, these things are all contaminated with benzene. These companies voluntarily pulled them off the shelves. But in response to that, they said, we have no idea how this benzene is getting in here. We don't add it on purpose. So it's being brought in through contaminated ingredients, the contaminated manufacturing processes. Most of these companies make things abroad that they don't have full quality control. So who knows where the benzene's coming from? Well, that's a problem. So the moral of the story here is let's avoid green slime. There may be a little bit of aloe in there, but it's pretty much just toxic soup. And now that I see all of those dyes and colorants, I understand why it is green. And I think it just really pisses me off because there's no reason why you need to make a product a fluorescent green color in order to sell it. And so adding in those colors does nothing for the product. It doesn't make it work better. It doesn't do anything. It's just toxic. So, okay, now you know, avoid the green slime. Luckily, there are a lot of brands out there that are making super safe, toxin-free After Sun products that have really moisturizing, safe ingredients like coconut oil, pure aloe vera, vitamin E, and then some essential oils that are known to soothe and heal skin quickly. So if you're somebody who just likes to buy something off the shelf and you're not interested in any kind of DIY or grabbing things out of your kitchen, you can do that. Just do some shopping. I have my favorites, the ones whose ingredients have been vetted by me on my toxin-free shopping guide, in the outdoor section, and you can find that at www.toxinfreeshoppingguide.com and just click the outdoor category. And here's the crazy thing. Pure aloe vera is probably one of the best things you can do for a sunburn. So you can hop onto Amazon and just put in 100% pure aloe vera, and you can find a bunch of options that are nothing but aloe vera. And maybe they have some natural preservatives, which are good. You need that in there, but that's it. And that is what you should be buying if you want to use aloe vera. Now, one of the cheapest things you can do is plant some aloe vera plants in your yard. They are super easy to take care of, and they produce for a really long time. You just pull off a leaf and get all the good stuff out, and you can put it all over you. And aloe vera also has some pain-relieving qualities. So one of the active ingredients you find in lidocaine is actually naturally found in aloe vera. And so that's why it's called the burn plant. It's been used for ever and ever and ever for sunburns and other kind of burns as well. If you don't have aloe vera, there are some other things you can grab. Coconut oil is a fantastic thing that you can use. Most people have coconut oil somewhere in their house. It's extremely moisturizing, highly hydrating. And speaking of hydration, I think this is something that people don't even think about. I know I never used to think about it, but I do now. And then while there's a lot of things you can put topically on your sunburn, what you do internally also helps well. You can moisturize your skin from the inside out by eating foods that have really high water content. So snacking on fruits like oranges and watermelons, which are really high in vitamin C, they promote healing. In fact, watermelons are 92% water. So do that, and also drinking plenty of water. Electrolyte-rich drinks like coconut water are fantastic. So if you have a sunburn, internally taking coconut water, keeping yourself hydrated, avoiding things like alcohol, coffee, or sugary foods that can increase inflammation and slow down the healing process, just avoid those for a little bit while you're dealing with the sunburn. Okay, so you already know aloe is fantastic, coconut oil is fantastic, but when you add some healing essential oils to that mix, your healing can go by so much faster. And sunburns are so uncomfortable. Nobody wants to have a sunburn for any longer than they have to. I always add for sunburns two essential oils. The first one is peppermint oil. Peppermint is a natural analgesic. It's a painkiller. Peppermint is the original natural source of menthol. So when you buy things that have menthol in them and they give you that numbing feeling, peppermint naturally has active menthol in it. So it helps soothe burnt areas because it provides this really cooling sensation because of those properties. What's also cool about peppermint when you add it is that it's really good and effective at alleviating headaches. So a lot of times if you have a sunburn, you get that after sun headache, right? So peppermint is really great for alleviating the pain that's associated with sunburns. Then it's also really good if you've got that after sun headache. The second oil that I use a lot of is lavender oil. It is my absolute go-to oil. It can reduce the sting of the burns, but it also decreases the redness. It's full of antioxidants, pain-relieving and anti-inflammatory properties. And it is my number one go-to. In fact, if I ever get burnt with like a curling iron or on a stove or anything like that, as long as it's not an open wound, I just dump lavender oil right on it. Now, you need to be really careful. There's no regulation for essential oils. And if you want to use essential oils for healing things like sunburns, you need to make sure they are 100% pure essential oils. And that means you're not buying them at Target. You're not buying random ones at Amazon that are $5, right? You need to get a quality product. Everybody knows I love Young Living. There are some other companies you can get that do make some pure good ones. So just make sure they are the real deal if you're going to be using them. My personal home remedy for sunburns is some aloe, some fractionated coconut oil, some lavender essential oil, and some peppermint essential oil. And I keep it in a jar and I keep it in the refrigerator so that if anyone's burnt at my house and you put it on their skin, it also is cold. It gets that really cool sensation and it works so fast. It works fantastic. You do not have to buy the garbage that is green slime at the store. It's so easy to make your own. And even if you don't want to add the coconut oil or the lavender or the peppermint, you can still just use pure aloe vera. You can find my full recipe to my remedy in the show notes. And that's a wrap. I hope you feel completely prepared. Obviously, you want to prevent and avoid those sunburns, but just in case it happens, now you know exactly what you can use. Enjoy your time in the sun, and I will see you back here next week. And my hope for you, as always, is that your life is getting just a little bit less toxic.